Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. You know it is Sunday afternoon. I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. Honey, and I'm telling you, it is rainy around here. It's July 17, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany. And I do have an honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. Please do visit Gumbarum.com online for all your rum libation needs. We do have two different flavored gumbo rums, one infused with natural vanilla, which is gumbo gold, and one infused with natural coconut, which is gumbo silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum. Listen, if you are in the Boston area, every Wednesday night we're at Cranberry Liquors, Wednesday night 5 to 7 p.m. Listen, I do have some very special guests on today. Maddie Riviera and Will Sanders. Listen, you guys, this is going to be a great interview. This is going to be a great time. I'm telling you, We 73 Band is awesome. And I'm going to say hello to them in just a moment. And I think we need more groups like We 73 Band. There's so much shocking news that's coming out every single day, you know, with churches and so much going on. And I'm like, well, Lord, where do the people turn to? That's why it's such a blessing to have individuals and different groups and organizations like We 73, the American Unity Project. Hi, Maddie. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm so glad that you're here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I know that you wrote a new song. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. And you have Will with you. Is that correct?
You have Jim Mahoney. Will sent me in.
Oh, he sent you in. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Great. How are you? Thank you so much for all you do for us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure, and it is certainly an honor. Now, did you guys want to talk about the upcoming concert with the Pennsylvania, which we talked about a lot during the last interview, and wasn't sure if we wanted to discuss that a little bit or if you wanted to go into detail with Maddie's song, which I can't wait to hear about her song, and we're going to play that as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I know the
Maddie.
I know the concert is for October 1st of this year. It's at the Chateau Resort and Conference in Tannersville, Pennsylvania. That's basically, and I believe it is from 6 o'clock to probably midnight, something like that.
Okay. So now I do have a lot of information on the concert, and it's just so phenomenal what you guys are doing, the different organizations that you help and different organizations that you serve. And I do want you to give me a little backstory and history on the song, which I'm going to play in just a little bit, I Am Not Alone.
Okay. Well, I wrote that song a while ago. You know, like, I'm sure it's not just me, probably a lot of people, when you go through certain different stuff in your life and sometimes you get down and you feel like you're by yourself And, you know, it's like sort of feeling like maybe like God is not with you and he's not hearing you, but then that's not the case because he is there. No matter how dark it might get, he is there.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, there's a lot of people that's going through and hurting and in pain, and a lot of people are experiencing dark times. And so you are correct. Sometimes it feels like he's not there, but we know that he is there. And sometimes individuals, some that may not be as strong in the faith, may really feel like, you know, I'm all alone in this particular place.
Exactly. Like, for example, I'm going to give you an example. My band members, they know this. I was diagnosed May 24th with ALS, and I'm not letting that get me down because I feel with God in my side, and he wakes me up every morning. I feel very peaceful, very happy. I don't ask why, you know, why me, because it could just be anybody. But the way I see it, if I could help just one individual get through whatever it is that they're going through, that would just be fine with me.
Wow, that is amazing. That is so amazing. You know, I hear stories like that, and, you know, we do have to, you know, and I got to tell you, I've been through a lot in my lifetime, you know, and I got to say that some of the things I've been through, I've been in that place where I'm like, well, Lord God, why is this happening to me? You know, it's like, you know, I've been there
mm-hmm.
where I did say why. You know what I'm saying? And one of my friends
yeah.
right now, he's going through bone cancer. And he's so amazing. He's so strong. And, you know, I've been talking with him and chatting with him and witnessing to him. He's not of the faith where he's of the Christian faith. He's of a different faith. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, I feel that if I continue to help him, and he said that, you know, he knows my story. And he says, well, maybe God is wanting me to accept him fully, to accept Jesus Christ. You know, and that's the big pull because his religion, he doesn't really believe in Jesus Christ. He believes in,
mm-hmm.
in God, but he doesn't believe like we believe. And so
right.
it's just really something. And, you know, there's a lot that's going on, Maddie, which, you know, in the world today. And I'm here in Illinois, and we just opened up a new hotline. And, you know, I got really, I don't even know the word to stress, a little stressed to see that we need another hotline for suicide help and suicide prevention. They just designated, I think it's 988, I think the number is. I'm like, wow. And to me, it's just saying that people are really, really needing help. And, well, they're really needing God more than ever before. That's the way I look at it.
Yes, that's how I see it also. I mean, what we can do, we just plant the seed. Because
mm-hmm.
when we plant the seed, then God will do the rest. And I'm going to give you another example. And I'm just giving you things that I've lived through in my life. I remember growing up, my dad used to be an alcoholic. And he would drink from the moment he would wake up to the time he goes to sleep. And I remember, like, one day, I think I must have been, like, 15 years old. It was a Sunday. He gets up. He didn't even take a drink. He's all dressed up in a suit. He says, okay, everybody get dressed. We're going to church. That's what he said. And ever since he stepped in the church, he never looked back. And I feel
wow.
like someone planted the seed to him, and God did the rest. And that's how I see it.
Wow. You know, that's really something that you shared that story, because my father was an alcoholic as well. Now, the difference is I didn't really grow up with him, because by the time I was bigger, I remember him being a small child, and him and my mom went through so much, you know, and she put him out. It's just a long story, but we always thought We always thought, Maddie, that he didn't love us and that he didn't care about us. This is what this is the way I felt, because, you know, he was always drunk. Whenever he did come home, of course, he was drunk. And my mom, sometimes she didn't let him in. He would sit outside on the stairs because he would not be at himself. And a lot of Christmas, he would come around to see us, and, of course, he'd be drunk. We're like, well, where's our presents, you know, and what happened, you know? You know how kids are. And he's just looking at us with his long face, no explanation. He couldn't even barely open his eyes, you know, and that's what I remember. But to make a long story short, I thought he didn't care about us. I thought that he didn't love us. Well, lo and behold, years later, after I had grown up and become an adult, and he moved to another part of Chicago, he ended up getting clean. He stopped drinking. He got his life together. He started taking care of this lady that he was living with. And I'm going to tell you something, Manny. He passed away. And you know what happened? Do you know what happened? When he passed away, his sisters went to the bank. Now, this is really odd. His sisters went to the bank trying to get his money, his CDs, and his stock, which we never knew he had anything. We always thought he didn't have anything because he never really worked a job. Lo and behold, the bank calls my mother and tells my mother to come to the bank because other family members are there trying to get the money and whatever he had out. We found out he always thought about us. He always loved us.
Wow.
We all
That's
got
very
to the
powerful.
Bank. Everything was in our name. The account, the CDs, the stocks, everything was in my mother's name and the children's name. We were so blown away. It was like, you got to be kidding. We thought he was penniless and that he didn't care, but that was not the story. That wasn't the story
right.
at all.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole situation. We don't know the story of why people want to commit suicide. You know, it's something, whatever it is that they go through. But it would be wonderful if they would just, you know, read the Bible and just talk to God. That's it. What doors would be open, and I'm sure, you know, like, they'll see their life differently.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we have to reach out and try to help them too.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. You're right. And I like when you said that we have to plant a seed. And I was thinking about my friend, how, you know, I'm planting the seed, and you never know who's going to come behind me and maybe water it some more, and, you know, and then he accepts. So we just have to do the part that God is calling us to do and assigning us to do.
Exactly. And that's what we're here for, basically. We're here to do his work and just help humanity as they are, you know. I mean, he loves everyone. There's not one person that he does not love.
You're right. Amen. You're right. You know, and I do want to give Jim an opportunity. I just feel like this is a great time to share with the listening audience, and I'm so thankful for the listening audience. 80% of our listeners are coming from the United States, and we do have 20% loyal listeners that's international that listen in from the UK, Netherlands, Germany, and I'm so thankful that they do tune in and listen. But I would like for Jim to share as well, because you just never know what someone may be going through, and our stories and our testimonies can help them to have hope to push through another day. And so I'd like for Jim to share a testimony or a story that's empowering, where something might happen in his life where he had a struggle and God brought him through it. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, thank you very much. You know, just like the both of you, I've had my struggles in life. Actually, that's how I came in touch with Will about 35 years ago. I had, you know, wandered out on drugs and alcohol and lost everything in my life, and Will was one of the guys to help bring me back into real life. And over the course of that time, my faith has gotten stronger and stronger, and, you know, I thank my Lord Jesus every day for my opportunities. But what I've discovered over this time is the more that I wind up in a struggle if I try to help somebody else out who's in worse shape than me, my struggles aren't so bad. And I think that's a gift that God has bestowed on us that, you know, if you're feeling down, help somebody out and you won't be feeling so down. And it gives you the faith and the motivation to keep moving forward. Actually, that's how I got put in this band 3 years ago. Willie called me up and said, I have this idea. And without even telling me what it was, I said, whatever you need, Will, I'm in. And lo and behold, in that 3 years, I've met Maddie. What a wonderful human being. And, of course, the band is completely behind her with her struggles right now. Whatever we can do to help, we will be doing. And, you know, slowly but surely, the band came together. Paul and Will started writing songs. They invited me in. And being able to give back or to give out to other people is the foundation of my recovery. I've learned you never say no. When somebody asks for help, you never say no. Because if you say no to somebody, inevitably God's going to say no or not make that opportunity open for you. So for me to receive the blessings that I have in my life, I have to be willing to bestow whatever blessings I can on the next human being. And I think that's a message that has just gotten lost. Like you started off this show saying, you know, every time you turn on the news, something more tragic is happening. And if we could all just stop for a minute, look at our faith, whatever your faith may be, you know, I know mine, and we can come together and help us instead of tearing everything apart, I think we would be in such a better position in this world.
I think so, too. You know, and you're right. I really think that we're moving towards a place, you know, I don't know how, I just feel this way in my heart. I just feel that we're moving toward a place in this world where we are becoming the church. It's almost like so much is going in the church. I'm talking about, you know, so much, so many leaders are, I don't know what they're doing, but anyway, it just feels like we as individuals are becoming the church to minister to those who don't know God, who don't know Christ. And it just feels like a lot of leaders are just being mistrusted because certain things are going on. People are doing different things with, you know, adultery and miscalculating money and doing so many different teachings and that's hearsay. And it's just like, well, I just feel that God is starting to move in a direction where he's using different individuals like We 73 Band to be that light, because we got to be that light. We have to be that epistle where people will be able to look at our lives and we're shining, reaching out in hope. And God said to me just yesterday, because I post a lot on Facebook a lot of different beautiful churches and beautiful pictures, and I was saying to a family member, I said, for some reason I'm posting these things, and then it was like the thought came to me, it's because of hope. You're doing it to give individuals hope. You never know who's going to read something and see a beautiful picture of a cathedral or a chapel and just get a little bit of hope for that day.
Absolutely. Actually, the conversation Will and JT had about that song, Another Better Us, but the us is in capital letters, meaning the U.S., you know, as politics, crime, everything's dividing this nation, and what we really need to do is stop playing in those tit-for-tat games and come together as a whole people, not a race, not a political divide, not a race divide. Come together as human beings and just say enough. You know, the devil is doing his job overtime right now by the strife that's going on in the world. But the devil's never won against the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in the darkest hours seemed to come the brightest moment to turn it all around. And that's what we need as a nation, as a country, as a world to do right now. You know, people have to just be sick enough to say, Lord, show me the way.
Yes, yes. Amen. Well, I am going to play Maddie's song. This is I Am Not Alone. I want everyone to take a listen. I want you guys to really listen with your heart, your spiritual heart, and your ears. I am not alone.
Sometimes when I'm feeling lonely, and everything looks so dark, I can hardly see my future hidden there in my heart.
You know, and I think that the song does let individuals know that they are not alone. And I think people now, you know, even though there's a lot that's going on, I think people are starting to recognize and love the fact that they can reach out to a neighbor, a brother or a sister or someone. And I think that people are having more compassion toward other individuals.
And you're absolutely right. Adrian, I feel I've come around people that it gives me hope in humanity. They are so kind, and the things that they do for not just us, but for everyone else, it's like, it's amazing. It's beautiful. And there's good people out there.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. And I'm telling you, when I was living in Atlanta, there was a church that I used to always go to. And when I was down, I didn't have any family, but I did make a lot of friends. And I'm telling you, one Sunday I was at, I went to this church that was in the neighborhood, and after I left church, I went to Walmart, and one of the ladies from the church was standing behind me. She didn't know me from Adam's apple. She didn't know who I was or anything. And it was the strangest thing. She was standing behind me, and she says to me, "Weren't you one of the ladies at church today?" I said, "Yes, I was." And she says, "I'm going to pay for your groceries." I'm like, "What?" And she did. She paid for my groceries, sweet lady, and then she took me home because I was walking. And she says, "Where are you going? Where you live?" I says, "Not too far, right in the neighborhood." And so she took me home. We were talking and talking. And I am telling you, that young lady is just like a dear sister. It's just like blood sisters. So sweet, the most sweetest individuals, and so much love. And I'm going to tell you something. People remember the love. It does not matter what denomination. The church was a whole different denomination than what I grew up in, but guess what? It didn't matter to me. It didn't matter to me. There was so much love. They were teaching the Bible, and that was the only thing that was important. And that it was just like family. I would go to their house, clean their house, and do whatever, just like I was at home. It was just so wonderful. It's all about God's love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And helping to spread that love.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so I
just
do
to
love
let you know, Adrian, we really appreciate the opportunities you've afforded us by playing our music. I actually was taken by surprise on Friday when Will reached out to me and said, "Oh, the Fierce Female Network released your song." So I listened in, and thank you so much. If anybody wants to find out more about us, they can go to the we73band.com website. All of our information, all of our music, all of the events that we're engaged in are posted on there. We also are available on SoundCloud and Spotify. And I hope you keep playing us. I love your program. I love the fact that you share the airwaves and give so many new artists a platform to release their work on. I listen to several of your shows, and some of the music that people are sending in and you're playing for them is just breathtaking, just breathtaking. Just gives me hope that it's not all bad out there, that there's some of us that are really trying to do good and corral the others in to say, you know what, just do the next right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, and I do want to say this. I really thank you guys, you, Jim, and Maddie, because you're making such a huge impact. I was looking around on the Internet, and I was checking out you guys' Spotify and SoundCloud. I was just looking around, and I said, wow. You know, the impact that you're making is so huge. It's just so wonderful. And I do want to say this, and I'm going to play, I know my time is a little bit short right here, but I am going to play Archangel. And I do want to say this, you know, it's just like God does not make mistakes. God plans everything out. Me meeting We 73 Band and the American Unity Project is not a mistake. I know it's divine by God. I know it's a divine connection. I just really believe it and know that because I feel it in my heart every time that you guys come on the show. Every time you come on the show, it's like, whoo, you know, the presence of God just takes over. And so I know that it is a divine connection by God that we've come across one another's path.
That is
wonderful. I truly believe that also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And so I am going to play Archangel. I want everyone to listen in. And I do want to thank everyone that's continuing to listen in. I do see that we do have more listeners that's coming into the show within the last 15 minutes. We have some other listeners to come in. And I want you guys to know this is Archangel that's going to be playing right now by We 73 Band.
for a fight like hell to save your soul. Won't say a word, so you'll never know. There are curses, some show the way for all. Evil knows their name, knows they'll never fall. That you are let them bear your cross. Will I fight like hell to save your soul? Won't say a word, so you'll never know. There are curses, some show the way for all. Evil knows their name, knows they'll never fall. That you're archangel, that you're archangel.
Protect your souls and live, au camp tu conduis chez toi. Dis-le ce que tu cherches.
Time, and I do want to give you an opportunity to give any last words or any last words of inspiration to the listening audience.
Go ahead, Maddie.
Okay. Well, I want to first of all thank you, Adrian, for having me here in your show. It's a blessing. It's a huge blessing knowing you and being here and just try, you know, to give a good word for everyone who's out there. You, all you guys who are out there listening, you are not alone. You have us, you know, and anything that you guys need, you can reach us through Adrian. And just remember, just have faith. That's all about is having faith in God, and he will get whatever you're going through, he will get you through it. And I know that because he's getting me through this, and I'm very, very happy, very grateful, and very thankful. Thank you all. I love you all. And, well, until another day.
You know, that's really wonderful, and I thank you for sharing that information. I've been thinking about, I'm going to say this, and we are out of time, but I do want to say this to you, Maddie. There was a friend of mine that I knew for many years, and he was so inspirational. He's an artist, and he's a musician, and he has ALS, and I'm telling you, his music was just phenomenal. And I would talk with him, and he lived in Michigan, and he would always call. And I'm telling you, he would create songs and programs to help him create music, you know, even though he had a health challenge. He would just still, he would put out this music. It's just like, you got to be kidding. His name is Ace. Last name is No Face. But, I mean, that was his stage name. And I'm telling you, he's just phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And I'm telling you, he was so encouraging. He was so encouraging to so many people and so many, in the community where he lived. A lot of people would listen to his music. And I'm telling you, he came up with ways to create music that was just phenomenal, just unbelievable, you know. It just was so encouraging. His story and his testimony is just so, so encouraging.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's just amazing. He's an amazing person. And so we are out of time. I've got to get going out of here. I do have a show that's coming up later on this afternoon. It has been a blast, as always. I wasn't feeling so great today, but I'm telling you, after talking to you two, I feel a whole lot better. I feel a whole lot better.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
so
and
everyone,
thank you for sparing the time for us. We truly do appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And everyone that listened in today, thank you for tuning in. I do want to remind you, on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow-up. And greatly, greatly appreciate it. So, you guys, I will see you a little bit later. I do have some more artists that's coming up tonight on tonight's showcase. Enjoy the rest of your
day. You motivated. You motivated.
Thank you.
You winning with it. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 She's